I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
Hello there.
It's them. Blast them.
Roger, roger.
We're doomed.
What have we done?
This is madness.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Okay. What are we talking about again? Star Wars. Doing great.
We're doing really well today.
We're doing fantastic, guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to our channel. I'm just kidding. Welcome back to our podcast. I'm Cassie.
I'm Maggie.
And we will eventually talk about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, I have been such a successful adult today. You've been more of a successful adult than I have because I have no idea what's going on in my own life because I didn't pick up a shift today at work when I thought I did, but I went to work.
The time that you texted me saying, I forgot it was next Thursday, I wanted to be like, Maggie, did you straight up walk to work? Did you go to work?
I walked to work, ran into my coworker who I'm covering for next week, and she's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I don't know.
Because
I texted Cassie this morning at like 8 o'clock in the morning. I've been up since 5. It's been a very busy day for me.
You have earlier than I have.
Yeah. It's been a very, very busy day. And I texted Cassie. I was like, can we push back recording to tomorrow? I got a big voiceover job that came in today and all this shit. And I'm like, I have to work. I picked up a lunch shift because I'm an idiot. All this stuff. I get to work. Found out I didn't work today.
You did not.
Yeah, so I was way ahead of schedule.
I was about to say, you got so much done.
I know. I took a nap. I did laundry.
Ugh, lucky.
I finished my entire project that was due today.
Yes.
So, yay.
I wanted to do both of those things, but I was an adult, and I went to a big girl job in Midtown Manhattan.
Gross.
And by big girl job, I mean I literally just, like, sit around the office waiting for people to need things from me, like notebooks and pens. I'm like, what do you need? Snacks? Okay. BRB.
That's all right. My big girl job today was listening comprehension for English as a second language. So,
love that.
Which is very, very boring when you're working on it. I'm sure it's all very helpful for children who are actually learning it. But when you're the one having to do it, you're saying things like, Sue went to this store. She got a pen. Yeah, and that goes on for hours. And so it was a very long day.
So what we learned today is Maggie is straight up the Midwest Dora. Your voice. I'm like, I want you to do a bit.
Can
so
you
bad.
Say pork chop?
Can you say corn? Corn husk? I don't know. What do they have in the Midwest? We have an Iowa corn.
Corn. Pork.
Lots of corn.
That's about it. Yeah, that's all I can think
You're like,
of.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Can you say rag bri? Which only people from Iowa will get that reference.
I have no
idea. It's a bike race
in
Iowa.
I was like, you just said a word that I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That is a very niche joke.
Oh my gosh. Also, we might be a little hyper because I got overly excited and it unlocked a memory in my brain of the fact that Maggie provided us with a beer today.
Oh, my God.
Resembles a childhood candy.
I found the Artisanal Brew Works Warhead Extreme Sour Hard Seltzers.
Guys, Warheads has seltzers.
I've been searching for these.
Everything about me that's a millennial loves this so much. It's all candy from childhood and seltzers, which is like all the rage right now.
This is insane. We're both drinking the watermelon right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like the best part of the Warhead when you get through the citric acid.
Yes.
Which I love because the only time I ever really eat Warheads is if anyone out there has issues with anxiety or panic attacks, 100% this is the best advice I've ever gotten for those is to grab something really sour, like a sour candy. And I use Warheads. So when I feel a panic attack coming on, I'll just stick a Warhead. Like I always carry them in my purse. I'll stick a Warhead in my mouth and the sourness of the candy kind of like resets your brain because that's all you can focus on. But this hard seltzer is like once you get past that, that sourness to like the really nice candy part.
Yeah. No, that's so genius, though. She told me that when I was going out with a friend who unfortunately has been suffering from panic attacks recently.
Yeah.
So I brought her sour candies and I'm going to tell you what, it really works.
Yeah.
Even just like it was interesting, too, because I think, like you said, there's like a chemical in your brain that, like, as soon as I even showed her the bag of the sour candy, mm-hmm. she automatically was like, oh my God, thank you.
That flavor, especially with like stuff like citric acid, it just is so overwhelming that your mind can't focus on anything else. And that's like amazing. It's wonderful. Highly recommend if you have issues with anxiety.
So that's your tip for the day. You're welcome. The end. Okay, bye. just kidding.
Yeah, so
we will get to Star Wars. So I just realized in saying that this is like the quintessential millennial beer for us because we're like, it's our candy from childhood that we love, like the 90s. And then a seltzer, which hot take. Not my hot take of the podcast because I actually have one today.
That's just your hot take of your life.
Hot take of life. Seltzers are to millennial women as IPAs are to hipster men.
Ooh.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you are. I mean, as a person who loves IPAs.
You do.
Because I have been working for the past many, many moons in a very male-dominated industry where that is the thing. I've grown to love them. But I'm also a millennial woman and a basic bitch.
You're like, so I like them both.
So I love them both. Yeah. No, I can see that.
That's my hot take of life today, guys.
Yeah.
Hot take of life. I will tweet this later. Don't you worry, Twitter sphere. I will let you know about it. Speaking of, Twitter was all the rage this week. I love Twitter and always have. And I always am like, I need more people on Twitter. I need more Twitter friends. Because I feel like some of my like golden gems I drop on Twitter. Okay, maybe they're dumb, but whatever.
Really, you know this. I literally only have my Twitter account only exists because I wanted to enter a Shark Week contest where you could go shark diving.
Of course you did. That is the most Maggie statement ever. I wanted to enter Shark Week.
But hey, I got retweeted by a Brony account after my Black Widow post. By the way, if you watch the Black Widow movie, the My Little Pony that Yelena has in the beginning of that movie when they're in like 1996 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The one she has is from the 2010s through like 2014s. It's the wrong My Little Pony. And I do not appreciate Marvel insulting my intelligence like that.
No.
And then a Brony account retweeted me, and I was like, well, I've peaked.
That's hilarious. I was not a My Little Pony person, or not enough to
I was 100% My Little Pony.
Like,
100%. I saw that pony, and I was like, that's the wrong pony.
That's not right.
That's the wrong pony.
That's hilarious. Well, what was I going to say? Oh, so what I was talking about with Twitter, they were all the rage this week because Instagram and Facebook was down.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with my life. I actually had to work.
Yeah.
I feel like I got less done in the time that Instagram and Facebook was down than I normally do. Because I was spending most of my time trying to log into our Instagram.
Oh.
I couldn't. It was specifically our podcast account. And I was like, why did it kick me out? And I was trying to log in. And it would not log in. Our password wouldn't work. And I'm like, I know it's this. I know it is.
I literally did not notice. And that's because on Monday, I forgot that I switched shifts from closing to opening and had to rush to work. So I'm buying a calendar this
Maggie,
week.
Please, for the love of God, get a fucking calendar and put it on your fridge. That's where mine is. I'm like, it has to be like in front of my face.
I cannot be trusted with my own life.
I know.
Apparently.
Was like, Maggie, I will start writing your schedule on my calendar and I will send you pictures.
I tried to find one today and nobody had a dry erase calendar. I didn't check that many places in the neighborhood, but I did look at like two stores and neither one of them had it. So I gave up pretty quickly.
Well, you physically went in person.
Well, how do you think I got these seltzers?
I am so proud of you. There's this lovely thing called the internet. And you will probably find one there.
Well, okay, considering I decided to... It's a lot of information for our show. I decided to buy underwear off of Amazon, and Amazon decided to deliver my neighbor's package to me and not deliver my package. I don't trust the internet right now.
That's
so I
fair.
Don't know where the underwear that I paid for is.
Your neighbor has it.
Yeah, and Amazon's like, oh, well, you have to wait a while before we can declare it missing. And I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure I know where it is, but I delivered their package to them, and no one has delivered a package to me. So, hey, if you're my neighbors and you got my underwear, can you please bring them to my apartment?
Please bring it to me. I need it.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at, and now the entire world knows.
Okay, great. I think I have an Amazon package I was supposed to return like weeks ago. So.
I swear to God, if it's my fucking underwear.
They're like,
we live on the same street.
We're not giving it to you because we know the cast is not returning. And this. Tell that bitch.
And we have the same initials in different order.
I'll check when I get home.
Yeah, but to be fair, so does my neighbor. She has the same initials as me.
Oh, damn.
And lives on the same floor as I do in her building.
She must have it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be like, hey, bitch.
Just go knock on the door and be like, here's your package. Where's mine?
Oh, no, it got, like, nobody was there when I dropped off hers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just, like, left it outside, and it's gone now, and mine hasn't shown up, so, like, hey, if you could bring it, that'd be great.
You're like, could you please? Yeah. This was not for you. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my hot take that I'm so prepared
for? Yeah, hot takes. Let's do it.
Woohoo! Star Wars hot takes. Mm-hmm. Okay, on a technicality.
Oh, for fuck's sake. My
here we go. On a technicality, because I can't do anything easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's technically a Star Wars hot take because it's about the podcast and me and the six Star Wars podcast. So technically,
okay.
It's a Star Wars hot take. My hot take is, and I was going to say this last week, but as you all know, I had an even better one last week. About that song. Was that last week?
Yes, that was last week.
Time is weird. Anyway, I swear my dating life up until recently, to be fair, up until recently, my dating life and the men that I have come across this summer has gained us listeners.
Oh, good.
On the podcast.
Yeah, keep dating then.
Not a boyfriend. None of them want to stick around to be with me, but they want to hear me be
You're growing our audience.
Yeah, I am. So apparently me dating is strictly just to grow the audience of the podcast. So you're welcome.
Thank God, because I do next to nothing to promote the show. Except for post on my Facebook to the people who already fucking listen.
Do I do too? Is that, oh my God, is that a form of prostitution? Am I a prostitute?
Yeah.
No. Am I?
Having an existential crisis.
I am not going to dive into that. I will. Okay, so like I
said. We'll unpack that later.
Recently, there is someone who is sticking around. But I swear, man, I just, come on.
I mean, I appreciate that you're bringing listeners to our show.
Do you?
One by one.
Oh, God. Maggie's like, I hope this doesn't work out so she can keep doing this.
Oh my God.
No. Literally, though. Funny. Literally. I'm just like, okay. Every time. They don't want to date me or talk to me or whatever, but they're like, oh, I listen to your podcast. Great. I'm like, okay, great.
Cool.
Awesome.
Please keep listening.
Have fun. Know that I will bash you. No shame. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So there's that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
My hot take is one that I actually had a couple weeks ago, and then I forgot about it in the moment when we were on the show recording, and it popped back into my head, is that, okay, so a few weeks ago, I was hanging out with some coworkers, and we decided to go and not be sober. Yep. And watch, and it, like, my coworker at the time, he's like, we need to go watch Star Trek. And I was like, oh, all right. And it's the first time I've ever really watched Star Trek. And I have some thoughts. First off, Star Trek, like, blew my mind for the sheer fact that 90% of the show, they just talk about what they're going to do.
You did tell me that.
That's all they do, is they talk about what they're going to do. And I was like, why is this? Why do people think this is better than Star Wars? I'm sorry if you think that this is better than Star Wars, but also if you think that this is better than, if you think that Star Trek is better than Star Wars, why the fuck are you listening to our show?
Right? Why are you listening?
That's a very weird choice for you.
So odd.
But I could not wrap my head around it. And also the sheer fact that, like, we were watching The Next Generation. So that's the one with Patrick Stewart in it.
Okay.
And I felt like for a while, like, Patrick Stewart was barely in it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this is who I came here for.
So you're straight up like, why am I watching this?
Why
this
the
terrible.
Fuck am I watching this?
I'm having a terrible
Why aren't
time.
They doing anything? All they're doing is talking about what they're going to do. And also, like, I don't mind the really, like, the overall idea of the Star Trek costumes, but if you're the actual Star Trek show, the seams on the costumes should be straight.
Oh, God.
What the fuck, Star Trek? So, yeah, that's my hot take for the week, is that Star Wars is infinitely better than Star Trek. And if you think otherwise, what the fuck are you watching? And can you tell me so I can see what you're watching? Because I don't fucking get it.
But also you're wrong. So
yeah, that was my nice way of saying you're wrong.
You're
that's
wrong.
My hot take. What the fuck? That is a good few hours of my life that I will not get back, though I did enjoy the company.
Okay.
But
you're like, wow, I will never get those hours back.
Fuck
ever.
You, Casey.
Damn it, Casey.
What the fuck was that?
What are you doing? That's hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. Probably won't That's be it. Watching Star Trek again.
So both of our hot takes were technically Star Wars hot takes.
Yeah.
Just about another thing.
It counts.
Oh
it
my
counts.
Gosh. I love that.
I mean, I have another hot take, but that's just more because I was researching this week's episode and I have to call myself out on something.
Oh, okay.
So a while back, we were talking about the Clone Wars and how good the voice acting is and how good the impressions are. And it was during the Mortis Gods episode.
Oh,
and,
my favorite.
I mentioned that because Qui-Gon Jinn comes, like, appears in the Mortis God arc, even though Qui-Gon is dead. He's a Force ghost at the time. And I was like, yeah, the voice acting is spot on. That Liam Neeson impersonation is amazing. Yeah, it's not impersonation. It's fucking Liam Neeson.
Oh, my God. No
I'm just
way.
An idiot.
That's hilarious.
That's the quality that I expect from Star Wars.
That's fair.
Is that I just was like, assumed that this was a voice actor doing an amazing job at a Liam Neeson impersonation. No, it's just fucking Liam Neeson.
No, it's just him.
But that's how good all the other actors are
I
on there.
I love that. I love
yeah,
that.
Is that I'm a fucking idiot.
That's funny. I didn't even realize. And I believed you. I was like, yeah, I'm sure he's fantastic.
I believe myself.
I believe myself. It's fine. Yeah. That's so funny. Well, yeah. I don't think I had anything. That was it.
Oh, awesome. Add time.
Okay, bye. The person that's really in that I've been seeing recently that's really into our podcast right now,
yeah.
He seems to actually be a legitimate Star Wars fan.
That's awesome. I like that.
Because some of the other guys that are like, oh, I like Star Wars, listen yeah. to the podcast, they're like, oh, it's great. And I'm pretty sure they've only heard like one episode of ours.
Yeah.
Or don't comment on it, like have nothing to actually say.
No.
He is actually like interacting and commenting and everything. And I'm like, oh, you're actually a fan. Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Which, much appreciated.
Right? I'm like, yeah. awesome. So he might actually stick around.
So. Dude, man, keep interacting and commenting. I'm so curious.
But also, I'm not wrong. I don't know what he was
Sometimes
talking about.
Sometimes you're wrong.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
Sometimes
probably.
You're very wrong. And sometimes yeah. you're not.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you are.
A lot of times. It's
the whole point of the show.
Damn it. All right.
The show doesn't work if you're
Fine.
Not.
Fine. I'll take it.
The show only works because you're here.
This is true.
Yeah.
And Maggie's like, or it's just me talking to myself.
Talking to myself. And I'm not. Yeah, I already do that all day and I don't want to keep doing that.
That's fair. You're like, I don't need the world to hear that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we are talking about.
Since it's October and it's a spooky month, we're talking about spooky topics.
You wanted to say that so bad ever
so
since we started
bad.
Recording.
So bad. I've been waiting for this. You're we're talking waiting. About Force ghosts. Ooh. Spooky. They're not spooky, but I couldn't think of spooky topics.
I mean, close enough. Ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts.
In the
like,
theme.
Ooh, I keep doing spooky
go.
Hands.
I know. You love it so much.
Okay, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Technically, every living being in a galaxy far, far away returns to the Force when they die.
Okay.
But a Force ghost or Force spirit, quote unquote, they're beings that have achieved immortality by preserving their consciousness after death and can communicate with the living. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Only because I literally just finished the first book last night in my reread. But I'm just like, oh, fuck. Is this like a Horcrux?
They're not like Horcruxes.
Okay.
But we'll get into something that is similar.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, all so right. In order to become a Force ghost, you need to be like... First off, you need to be uber powerful with the Force, but also you have to have complete dedication to the light side of the Force and the concepts of selflessness and sacrifice.
Okay.
So you can return as a spirit with your sentient intact. So your consciousness is still intact. Your mind is still there. You just return to the world, but you're like a ghost.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a horrible way to explain that.
So all of those like funny memes about them cracking jokes on each other when they're Force ghosts is accurate.
They could. They all could right. crack go- ghost jokes with each
My
other.
My favorite one is that Anakin has his legs back. And Obi-Wan's like, the fuck? Anyway, continue.
Okay, so there are only six, you could say six Jedi or six people in the galaxy that we know of that have ever accomplished the full Force Ghost status.
Only six?
Only six that we know of in the Star Wars universe. You could say five Jedi, one person who's not a Jedi, or maybe a Jedi, depending on who you ask.
Okay.
So we have Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, Anakin Skywalker, and Leia Organa.
Ah.
They are the only ones who have achieved that full ghost form.
Leia's a Force ghost?
Yeah, at the end of Rise of Skywalker, they have Carrie Fisher there as well. She doesn't say anything because obviously Carrie passed. But they do have her there as a Force ghost.
I kind of forgot that for a minute. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
So Kanan Jarrus from Rebels also sort of becomes a Force ghost-ish.
Oh, spoiler alert, he dies?
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert, he dies.
Okay, great.
But
I was like, this character I don't even know. Whoops. You're like, oh, by the way, he died.
He died.
He did.
Okay. But he doesn't get his real life form back afterwards. His Force ghost is in the form of a Lothwolf, which, by the way, I still love the naming of animals on the planet Lothal, because there's Lothwolf, Lothcat, Lothrat, Lothbat. Like, I love it.
Yeah, so I'm original.
Obsessed. I am That's obsessed hilarious. With the laziness of the naming on that planet.
So wait, he literally came back as like a spirit animal.
Yeah, so he comes back as essentially like as like a spirit animal. He is a Lothwolf that appears and he's able to very minimally communicate with his apprentice.
Interesting.
But I'm not giving him full credit as a Force ghost.
Okay.
Because he came back as a wolf.
That's true. It's not like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after death, the future Force ghost, they go to the netherworld of the Forest or of the Force or the Mist Beyond, the afterlife, and then they kind of work their way back to the real world of the living.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what happens, like, when you die and you're on the track to become a Force ghost, like, you know how, like, Obi-Wan's body disappeared, Yoda's body disappeared, Luke's body, like all of their bodies disappear. The cybernetics that are on that body will also disappear. But when you come back as a Force ghost, you have your limbs back. So like Anakin gets his hand back.
Right,
Darth Vader,
like,
comes back. Yeah.
That's so, man, Star Wars science is so bizarre.
Yeah, because it's like part so science, weird. Part magic, and part technology from the 70s.
Yeah. So odd.
But,
all right.
But I mean, for a while, like, I remember when I was younger and they first redid The Empire Strikes Back after the prequels had come out and they had replaced.
Yes.
I don't remember the actor's name who was the original Anakin Skywalker Force ghost, but they replaced him with Hayden Christensen. I hated that.
Oh, I
when I was a kid.
It.
But now, the more I learn about Star Wars, the more I really appreciate that moment of Hayden Christensen being there. Because why else would, if Anakin is going to come back as a Force ghost,
it's Anakin.
He's going to come back as Anakin, and Hayden Christensen was Anakin and not...
100%.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with that.
Yeah, I it took me a while to come around to that. Like, I feel like looking back at some of my old opinions on Star Wars, I was kind of a toxic fanboy for a little while.
It's okay.
And we're growing. We're learning.
We're growing in growth, guys. So. Look at that. I've always kind of thought that, though. When they first brought him back, I was like, oh, that makes sense. It's Anakin.
I didn't like it at the beginning. It was like, oh, why would you bring back Hayden Christensen as that? He just killed all those younglings, like all this shit. And
really?
Like,
your favorite thing in the world and you're upset about it?
Okay. Just because I like it doesn't mean it's right.
That's
okay, so the Sith, because they're also Force users.
That's
and have
true.
Similar powers. The Sith are incapable of becoming Force ghosts.
Oh, dun dun dun.
But they can kind of cheat a little bit.
Oh, what do they do?
And kind of go like the Horcrux route.
Oh, what do they do?
So Sith are unable to go full Casper, but they can possess an... didn't know how else to describe it.
Full Casper!
But they can possess an object, like there's a holocron that gets possessed by a Sith, or in one Sith Lord's case, a mask. So Darth Mommin, not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Okay. I forgot to look it up.
Never heard of that person before. Who's that?
Well, he is a Sith Lord. He possessed his mask, and if people wore the mask, then Mommin's spirit would overwhelm them and take control of their body, and it would essentially kill the person while Mommin kind of, like, reached into the past and brought his physical form back.
That is straight up a Horcrux. You literally just said the definition of the necklace and the diary.
Yes, but make it Star Wars.
But Star Wars.
So it's a mask.
Okay. All right.
So another Sith tried to do this with lightsabers, but didn't quite get the same effect. And
that makes sense because the Kyber crystal has its own magic.
Yeah. But this Sith only achieved binding his anger and rage to the lightsaber, so anyone who used those lightsabers would just be overwhelmed by those emotions.
They would just get, like, really angry really
fast.
Yeah,
they would just, like there's something in, like, what is it, in Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where there's, like, this berserker staff that when people use the berserker staff, it, like, just, like, amps them up and makes them go berserk.
See what you did there? okay. Interesting.
So, Qui-Gon Jinn is the first Jedi that we know of. I'm sure there, like, you know, many Jedis have, like, many moons ago did this before.
A long time ago.
Qui-Gon is the only one whose name we really fucking know who's done this. He was the first Jedi to successfully pull off this force ghosting thing, but it took him a while to figure it out. So learning how to force ghost, it just takes years and years to do. And so Qui-Gon learned the ability from either, depending on which source you look at, he either learned it from the Shaman of the Wills or the Force Priestesses, but this is all happening at the Wellspring of All Life, which is the planet, it's like this Force planet that is the origin of midichlorians.
Oh. Yeah. Ugh. God.
Which, honestly, to be fair, I don't really give a shit about midichlorians one way or another. That is something I just don't care about for. So many people have, like, such big opinions about midichlorians. I don't fucking care.
How many did we say we had? I had, like, 10,000. You had 7.
No, I had 666.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Liz had 7.
Liz had 7. 7? I was waiting for her to finish. 100,000? 7? 7 midichlorians. I forgot me too until just now, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. Didn't she say she was trying to say 7,000, yes, but just took too long of a pause?
And so we were just like, okay. She's
7 midichlorians, 7. Just hanging on for dear life.
That is amazing. Oh, I love that so much.
So the Wellspring of All Life is just this mysterious planet. It's essentially the nexus of the Force itself. It's very weird, very trippy. We're not going to get super into that right now.
Okay, it is the literal balance.
Yeah, because I just really don't want to.
like, I'm not feeling it.
I'm trying to read my own handwriting. I think I was trying to write hadn't. I wrote handn't. And.
Handn't?
Yeah.
Handed?
H-A-N-D-E-N-T. Not a word.
That's not a word, Maggie.
Not a word.
Close. You were trying.
Okay, so what I think I'm trying to say in these notes is that Qui-Gon hadn't finished his training when Maul killed him, so it took him a while before he could appear as, like, a Qui-Gon-shaped Force ghost.
Okay.
So he could only really kind of, like, be, like, this disembodied voice being like, woo, I'm here. But he said more profound things than that. But Qui-Gon does appear as, like, a full Qui-Gon-shaped Force ghost on Mortis. But that is more, and this is before he's really figured out how to Force ghost. That's more saying how strong Mortis is in the Force, and as opposed to, like, Qui-Gon's ability to Force ghost.
Which we knew it was because of the origin with Anakin and everything that goes down with that. I know all about it, guys. Let me tell you.
I tell her one fucking story, and that's the only, like...
the only thing I harp on. That and Satine. R.I.P. Satine. Yeah. I'm still upset, okay?
So Qui-Gon is actually the one who told Yoda and Obi-Wan about his new little trick about, like, hey, remember when I died? Here I am.
Remember that one time when I died? Darth Maul.
So Yoda was able to take this information. He's able to master the technique by making his own little trip to the Wellspring, as well as stuff that he learned on Dagobah and Moriban, which is an ancient Sith planet. So he kind of is, like, taking all of this information. That's how Yoda can Force Ghost.
He also had 900 years to do
Yoda's
so.
Yoda's also really good at Force stuff.
Yeah, he's
like, good at Jedi-ing.
There's a reason.
Yeah, that's a reason he was the Grand Master.
Yeah, he's, like, the definition of Jedi and Jedi-ing. What's another word that you can
know. I don't know. The definition of...
Yoda.
He's Yoda-ing.
He's just Yoda.
So Obi-Wan learned how to Force Ghost because he had a ton of fucking free time on Tatooine. And most likely Qui-Gon appeared to him. Because what else
as you said that.
Is he going to do on Tatooine? He's like, what? He's going to just, like, go, like, watch sand people?
No.
Creepily watch a child from a distance?
Yeah, that's literally what it... Well, we're about to find out in the new show.
Yeah, we'll learn. Hopefully, I really, really, really hope that we get a Liam Neeson cameo in Kenobi.
Oh, my God.
I think that would be epic. But that's from what I understand. Qui-Gon is the one who kind of taught Obi-Wan how to do it because there's nothing else to do on Tatooine.
He was his master. He was his Padawan.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And he's, like, a Force ghost now, and he can just do that if he wants to.
Because
what else is Qui-Gon going to do other than just, like, spy on people?
Because that's what ghosts do, ma'am.
I guess if you're Force ghosting, you can just go wherever the fuck you want.
The fact that you keep referring to as Force ghosting,
I don't know
all
what
I can
else
think
to
about is, like, because, you know, today's term of ghosting, I'm like, oh, Qui-Gon, be better than that.
Force
like,
ghosting is the opposite of ghosting because you're just literally there all the time.
Oh, my God. Facts. That's so true. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Okay, so Anakin, on the other hand, had zero training in how to Force ghost.
And literally as soon as he died, he just shows up.
Yeah, but like kind of like the chosen one gets special treatment, I guess.
Chosen one. Whoa. That makes sense, though, because the whole Mortis Gods thing is literally him. He had to go through that whole battle and that whole decision and everything.
Yeah.
So he probably had that in tuned with him anyway. So that makes sense. That makes sense to me.
But, okay, so according to George Lucas, and I think it was like... an interview for, like, Return of the Jedi or something, like the special edition.
Okay.
Anakin actually is able to become a Force ghost because Obi-Wan and Yoda helped him after he died. Obi-Wan and Yoda saw the sacrifice he made and saw that he had returned as Anakin, that Darth Vader had died and Anakin was there in that last moment. And they're the ones that helped him in the...
Well, it only took them 2.5 seconds to help him because I swear to God, he literally dies and then is there. And it's like, oh, okay.
And, like, they're able to, like, kind of help him through the, what the fuck is it called? Netherworld of the Force.
Netherworld of the Force.
Yeah.
Well, it was the next scene, so.
Yeah.
He didn't need much help.
I don't know. Maybe they, like, took a long time setting up that party. Maybe. Because, I mean, they had to get all of those, they had to get all of the heads out of the helmets.
They did.
For the Ewoks to... use them as drums.
I don't want to think about that, Maggie.
I always want to think
you
about that.
You would be the only... Of course you do. You're
that.
Like, that's all I want to think about. Oh, my God, I can't.
Okay.
That. All right, fine.
So, Force Ghosts, here's some of the shit that they can do.
Okay.
They have their little telepathy, so they can just, like, hang out in your ear and tell you to turn off your computers because you don't need them to shoot something the size of a womp rat and blow up a starship.
Okay.
Obi-Wan did that to Luke. He was the
fool. Oh! I was like, the fuck are you talking about? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently you can continue to get more powerful as a Force ghost the longer you Force ghost.
Okay.
So, like, Yoda now can make lightning happen, as we saw in the sequels. You can grab lightsabers that are thrown. That is a thing you can also do. Luke grabs the lightsaber when Rey throws it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And seeing across time. So Qui-Gon Jinn in the Certain Point of View book, he actually at one point as a Force ghost sees Obi-Wan in exile on Tatooine. He sees him as a Padawan. He sees him as a general. He sees his death, but he sees it all at the same time.
Oh.
All within the same moment.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot to take
in. I know.
That's a lot.
And now here's the last little thing, because there is someone in Star Wars who fits the bill of someone who should force ghost.
Okay.
But isn't. Ben Solo fits within there, but he isn't a force ghost. And even though his body did the whole disappearing thing where the clothes remain, but the body disappears.
Yeah.
He's not a force ghost because he's a part of a force dyad. And so the force dyad is Ben and Rey. They are two parts of one. So Ben won't become a force ghost until Rey dies.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah. So because they are one part of a whole.
Can he still do the whole talking thingy in people's ears?
I don't know if he can do the whole talking thingy. Because there's also the same thing within Rise of Skywalker, that all of the Jedi moment in there. And a lot of the Jedi's voices that we hear are not force ghosts. But the moment is more tapping into the force to hear these voices. Not all of those voices, those aren't force ghosts.
Yeah.
Those are, that is the force bringing that moment together. But they are not going to appear in like a physical form. Those people have not necessarily achieved that immortality.
Okay.
But the force is bringing them to Rey in that moment to give her strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Oh,
so
man.
Not nearly
You're
as
right.
spooky as I was hoping for with this topic for Halloween. So
no, I think it is. I think it's perfect. I think it's like the right amount of spook.
I think it could have been spookier. But
you also know me, and you know the level of spook I can handle.
Force goes, ooh, spooky.
You just want to do that sound over and over again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you cut that and make that like a legit sound?
Ooh. That little that sound, yeah, sure.
I might make it your ringtone.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I literally might make it your ringtone. You never call me, but I might make it your ringtone.
I don't. I don't like talking to people on the phone.
I know you don't, because when I call you, I can hear the annoyance in your answer.
I mean, what do you
but
want?
You do answer.
I sometimes. Do answer sometimes.
You hate when I FaceTime you. You will not do that.
No, I don't FaceTime.
Maggie's like, absolutely not. I will draw the line there.
I don't FaceTime. I'm not a huge fan of phone calls. Just either that or just like text me, I'm going to call you.
Right. Well, typically it's because
I need the prep.
Typically because it's like something I just want to like hash out really quick. Like I might not have time to like wait for a text conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But then you do appreciate that, because most of the time we're not on the phone very long. So you're usually like, cool, are we done now? Okay, bye.
Okay, cool. I've talked long enough.
I'm hang up now. I answered your question.
I talk for work.
I know. No, I know. No, you're right. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that's about all I have on the Force Ghosts.
That was a great topic.
Yeah.
I think it's also very in theme for October.
I know. I need to think of something else that's spooky for next week before we take a break, because I'll be out of town.
Aren't you going out of town next week?
I'm out of town next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I also got my weeks mixed up. You're not the only one. Are we able to talk about the Vader, Luke and Leia thing? No, absolutely not. Okay. No, I wasn't sure. Because I was just trying to like map out and think if I could even do my end of that. Which is literally just rewatching the movies. But anyway. You're like, wow, Cass. So that episode will be coming to you guys when we actually have time to properly research it, aka read the comics on it. But if you guys have any ideas for another like spooky topic in October, send them our way.
I would love a spooky topic, because
hell yeah,
I can't think of any.
Well, I mean, they are space wizards, so you know, witches and wizards. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah,
though, so.
Like we talk about space.
I guess not. We'll brainstorm.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll let you
if
guys
not,
know.
If not, just fucking tell us what to talk about.
Just tell us what to do.
Don't
it's
make
hard.
Me think.
I know. The fact that I've had to like actually wake up around 7 or before 7 sometimes and go be an adult and awake and alive with the corporate world in Midtown has been.
See,
it's been a thing.
I have to wake up at like, you know, 5 a.m., but people hand me a thing that tells me exactly what to say.
And you can walk a foot and stay in your pajamas.
Yeah, no, it's a great job. I love my job. I literally, there is no thought. I have all of the presets for my editing set that all I literally have to do after I record it is hit a button.
It's wonderful. Hell yeah.
But it's a little harder than that because I did do all the work to put those presets in place. Oh, 100%. So,
But you're like, but I still have to wake up and do it.
Literally, they tell me what to say.
That is so early. Well, yay! I love this episode. Force Ghost. I'm interested to see if and when Ben comes back as a Force Ghost or if he's able to do the whole talky thing, because I'm wondering what they're going to do with that.
I do remember, so the Jedi Path book doesn't have, like, a whole lot on the transcending death Force Ghost thingy. But they do say, I forgot to add this, is instead, think of these stories talking about Force ghosts and the ability to transcend death. Think of these stories as metaphors for the Jedi Code's final precept. There is no death. There is the Force. And I was like, oh, I love that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. That also reminds me of another Harry Potter moment. When Sirius says to him, the ones who love us never really leave us.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
I have to go, guys. The ones who love us never really leave us. I love that. It's so true. Which is why, and I think, I think Leia had that moment when Luke comes back. And then, spoiler alert, we find out it was not actually him. It was his Force ghost. I think Leia knew. Absolutely knew.
Well, she that moment, like, he's not fully Force ghosting. He's more astral projecting at that moment because he's still alive on Ock too. It's the strain of that projection onto that does kill him.
Which she also, I think she knew though. She was like, you could just tell rewatching that scene and how she is.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I do love that they held off on Leia's body disappearing in that to become that Force ghost until. Kylo Ren had died and Ben Solo was back until her son was redeemed. She doesn't become a Force ghost until her son has returned.
I love that.
And I love that. I thought that was perfect.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, the whole Solo family reunited in death. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Anyway.
I will try much harder next week to be spooky and not sad and like... Mm.
heartwarming, not wonderful.
No, we want to be scary. It's October.
Heartwarming is good too, though, Maggie.
Yeah, but not in October.
All right, fine.
We can do heartwarming shit in November and December. Also, I don't know if you guys heard, but the Book of Boba Fett has a release date. And it is December 29th, a day after my birthday.
Happy birthday to Maggie!
Thank you, Lucasfilm, for another wonderful birthday present.
You get the best birthday presents to Star Wars.
I know,
always come out at your birthday.
George Lucas loves to give me birthday presents.
He loves his Capricorns.
Why is he just so obsessed with me?
Why are you so obsessed with me?
God. I mean, you can keep doing it, but like you're just making these movies and these series and then just releasing them on my birthday. I get it, George.
You're like, I get the message.
Message received.
It's fine. Anyway.
God, we need to go before the show goes on any longer.
We have to go, guys. Love you all so much. Thank you so much again for tuning in and listening. I hope you guys enjoyed our fun little October theme, spectacular. Force ghost theme. We will have another one similar to it next week.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to see what it is because we also have no idea.
So do all the shit you're supposed to do and don't be dicks.
Don't be dicks. Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Continue
wearing
your mask. Don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Be kind. Rewind.
Look both ways before you cross the street. I don't know what else. What else you got? Don't run with fucking scissors. I don't know. Just go get the fucking vaccine if you haven't.
The end.
The end. Love you all. Mean it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.